News Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we got banks that cater to everyone. No matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
There's a little different feel to this Saturday. We had a real football game last night. Tigers won 20-7. But we'll have boys in the studio today, and that'll be fun. I enjoy that segment of this show very, very much. So I'm looking forward to you getting to know, and me at the same time, getting to know these guys a little bit better, and we'll talk with Coach Curtis about last night's football game here in just a little bit. The NLC went 5-3 on opening night. Northwood went to Jimtown and beat the Jimmies 34-12. Concord held off Elkhart 13-12. Goshen lost at home to Fairfield 55-17. Fort Wayne North had a 2-touchdown lead on Northridge in the fourth quarter. Raiders made a push. North wins the game 32-20. Mishawaka won at Mishawaka Marion 41-24, and Plymouth, they had kind of pointed to this year as a year maybe they could turn it around. They got off to a good start. They won at home at the Rock Pile over Twin Lakes 53-20. Other scores. Oh, by the way, the other conference team that played was Wawasee. They lost at Tippecanoe Valley 44-0. In the Three Rivers Conference, there were three conference games last night. Rochester beat Wabash 42-0. Maconaqua beat Southwood 34-7, and Northwestern won at Manchester 19-14. Some of the other games in the area, Prairie Heights beat Whitco 56-14, Triton beat Lavelle 27-6, East Noble beat Bremen 42-6, West Noble beat Central Noble 55-7, Columbia City beat Cherubusco 42-0, it was Logansport winning at Peru 49-7, North Miami beat Northfield 35-7, Lakeland beat St. Joe 21-20, and Penn beat Valparaiso in a thriller 49-42. Again, last night, the Tigers were winners over Michigan City 20-7. We'll play a couple highlights for you and talk with Coach Curtis and the boys coming up next here on Tiger Talk. Once again, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Brower's Furniture and Flooring is the largest furniture and flooring store in Kosciuszko County. Brower's expansive 55,000-square-foot showroom offers a stunning selection of luxury furniture and premium flooring. Whether you're looking to revamp your living space or simply add a touch of class, explore the finest pieces that combine style and comfort, and find the perfect flooring to complete your dream home. Open Monday through Saturday, Brower's Furniture and Flooring, 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw.
Elliott's Heating and Air Conditioning is now partnering with Flotec Plumbing and Heating, providing you with heating, air conditioning, and plumbing service and installation.
Hi, this is Kim from Warsaw. When our household needed a new water heater, we knew exactly who to turn to, and that's Elliott's. Their service was not only swift, but also impeccably efficient in installing their new unit. Elliott's truly exceeded our expectations like always. We can count on them.
Elliott's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, now partnering with Flotec.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
In addition to Crossroads Bank's easy personal checking accounts, Crossroads Bank also offers easy business checking accounts. Call, visit their website, or stop in to see them in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Sullivan under center, takes the snap, pitches left. Brock turns upfield, 50, 45, 40. He's got a blocker, 35, 30, 25, 20. Quinton Brock will go all the way. Touchdown, Tigers. 63 yards, QB for the TD. And Warsaw's got the lead back. Back to throw, Hart fires to the near side. It's intercepted. Intercepted by the Tigers. I think I know who it is, but I don't want to say it is. It's Hetty, Cohen Hetty with the pick. And the Tigers, with 5:08 to go, have the ball in the red zone with a chance to put this game on ice.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Roger. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there.
I would think that last night's game, while not a perfect game, is the perfect place for your kids to start, because they did a lot of things right and they did a lot of things wrong that you don't have to worry about them getting too big-headed.
No, absolutely not. When you can come away with things that you can congratulate the team on in certain aspects, and still have areas of much needed improvement, I think that's kind of right where you want to be. And then it's nice, obviously, to come out ahead on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michigan City wins the toss. They take the ball. They go right down the field. They've got the ball inside the 5-yard line, and you guys make a terrific stand.
We've got some new faces defensively, and it was really kind of neat to watch as the game unfolded, the guys get more and more comfortable. I think there was a lull in the third quarter where they had that long drive. It seemed like they had the ball forever, where it looked like we were a little tired and were really quiet, which concerned me. But then responded once again once they got the ball inside the 15-yard line. So it was neat to watch that group of kids kind of grow up as a unit and grow up individually over a 48-minute game. I found that really, really fun to watch. And make no mistake about it, when you play somebody that has a quarterback that's A, shifty, B, is deceivingly a good passer.
He is.
You watch him on film and you think, okay, he has a funny delivery, but the ball always seems to get where it needs to be. Well, then you add the aspect of him being able to break the pocket, break the contain, or step up and scramble. And now he's a running threat, although he didn't seem to want to run as much as he wanted to throw it. He wanted to scramble to elongate the play a little bit, and he did that. And then his receivers did a really nice job of readjusting their routes. And obviously on that first drive, there was a few times that happened. But, yeah, I was very pleased. Anytime you hold somebody that has those type of weapons out there offensively, 2 7-point, you got to feel pretty good about that.
Well, you held them to 8 first downs in the second half, but 3 of those were by penalty. So your kids did a really good job on third down.
Incredible. Third and fourth down. I think we had some fourth down stops too there in the second half. It was huge. And I'm not going to talk about penalties right now defensively. because my definition of pass interference obviously is different than what others, but mine doesn't count. So
nor does mine.
The only ones that count are those that are out there managing the game as the officiating crew, and they're doing the best job they possibly can. But
your guy,
Robbie Strawn, made he had two pass interference calls, and both he played, I would say, perfect coverage. So,
yeah.
But
your guy stop him, actually back him up from the three where they had first and goal back to the 18.
Yeah.
Get the ball back because they failed on fourth down and marched her right down the field.
We did. And, yeah, it was a, obviously there was a couple big plays, I think, on a third and eight or third and nine. Quentin Brock took a rocket toss and went about 40, 45 yards. So that really helped set things up. And then I think Drew might have scored on that that drive to make it 7-0. You know, the kicking game is so vital. You take a look at this. You know, making your extra points, first of all, being able to extend the lead to a two-score game in the second half. So, you know, Mason Smith's foot hit the ball several times, and only one time didn't it do what he wanted it to do. He had three punts that were good. All his kickoffs but one were good, both extra points and both field goals. So that's a great luxury to have.
And you've got a veteran in James Leiter snapping the ball.
Yeah.
It's nice to have two snappers, and you have two snappers, and Leiter was last night, and he did really well. And you got a veteran guy holding the ball for your kicker.
Yeah, De La Villama, yeah. So that makes it – and we work – you've been to our practices. We work the heck out of that. And you know, rapid fire, different situations. So it's important. But, yeah, that was nice to be able to take our first drive of the season and convert it into a touchdown.
Two plays later, they throw a screen pass out to the left and – their speed out in space.
Yeah.
We got a real good look at that. We didn't need to see it to know, but they showed it to us.
We didn't set the edge quite like we probably could have. The outside backer got outflanked. The safety came downhill. By that time, he was out of the receiver was out of the gates down the sideline. And our backside safety, this will tell you a little bit about the speed. Our backside safety is De La Villama, who I consider a fast individual. But when I watched that kid go and he pull away from him, you know, that told me how much speed and athleticism and how important it is to keep those guys bottled up and in front of you.
Your guys get the ball back in a 7-7 game and had to punt.
We did. Yeah, I forget what happened. I don't know if there's a penalty or what, but here's the thing. It seemed like every drive that didn't end the way we wanted to end, there was always something weird like a penalty or something like that hurt us. And we can't do that. You know, we had 11 penalties for 105 yards. 110 yards. Yeah, that's unacceptable, and we'll get you beat.
Yeah. Your kicking game, you mentioned – the kicking game, your punter, Mason Smythe, that's the best he's looked punting football. He looked very good kicking
three,
the ball.
What did he average, 38, 40, 37?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I mentioned on the initial Tiger Talk that I thought that we had the best kicker in the state, and I stand by that.
And you should. Sullivan looked very comfortable out there running the offense. I think the beautiful part about him and the way he runs your offense is he doesn't have to carry the ball to look comfortable.
No.
I mean, he hardly carried it all except for the touchdown run in the first half.
Right. And then in the second half, he got some carries, much-needed carries to move the sticks. He's just Drew being Drew. Hyper-competitive, quiet leader. Loved by all his teammates, and that's why they'll go to battle for him and with him. Is just, I think he brings a calmness to our offense. And he just, first of all, he's fearless. He can fall forward and gain 3 yards because, I mean, look at him. He's 6'2.5", 200 pounds. He looks like Tim Tebow out there. And the passes that he threw last night, I think we were 1 for 3.
Yep.
But that 21 nice comeback to Ethan Egoff that kept that drive alive. So, yeah, I'm excited for him and obviously what he brings to our program, not only as a leader but our team offensively as our quarterback. So he'll just keep getting better and better.
Talk about the passing game. I know you guys worked on that this summer. Even more than normal, and it really is paid off. Last night, that was a big 3rd and 9 converted on a 21-yard pass.
Yeah, that was huge. And Ethan ran a nice route, broke it off, got separation, and forced that kid to turn his hips, and then came back to the sideline, and the ball was really nice. And we do. We've worked hard on it. It's got to be something. It's funny. I ran into somebody last week at the Fribley Field 20-year anniversary. I said, "Hey, I couldn't make it the scrimmage, but I heard we're passing the ball all over the place." I said, "Well, we were 3 for 4. So what we're doing differently is completing passes. The same number of passes are still going to be thrown, 3 to 7, 3 to 6. That's just how it is. But they need to be effective. You know, it needs to be. It's kind of like a, you know, when your power goes out. Okay, what do they call those that they have outside the house?
Generator.
Okay, it's kind of like a generator. You better have one, and it better work when you need it.
Yeah. Quentin Brock, really rough sophomore season as quarterback.
He won us 8 games. Seven games.
Yes.
Yeah. People seem to forget that.
And he comes back this year. You knew he had a good summer.
Yeah.
He had a good first 3 weeks of training camp, getting ready for Friday night. And I know one of my hopes for the season was that he just got off to a good start. And
well, he certainly did.
He was terrific last night with the ball and without it.
Yeah, yeah. He 2 carries for 110 yards, is that right? Or for 100?
Well, let me check.
That's a pretty good average.
3 carries for 114.
3 carries for 114 averages out to about what? 40 yards a carry or?
Yeah, something 30, like that.
36 yards a carry, that's not bad. That tells me that.
38 yards a carry.
38 yards a carry. Yeah. That's pretty good. So I'm not a doctor, a lawyer, or a mathematician, but something tells me that if that's his average per carry, we probably need to have his hands on the ball a few more times by design.
Yeah. I'm happy for him and proud of him.
Yeah. He's worked hard. And you know, I think he has grown into this position and feels very comfortable there and is growing. You know, there was a time in practice, particularly the first week, where he's taking more quarterback reps than halfback reps. And I think he was getting a little – then when we'd put him in at halfback, hey, go make sure you do some halfback. Don't forget about halfback. Then when he was doing that, you know, maybe we'd put something new in or something that he hadn't been a part of. So we made it a – you know, after about the 4th or 5th day, we made it just a pointed effort to make sure he ran halfback was his first position, and then he would get quarterback reps when he can.
You said going in that you were going to use all 3 of your fullbacks. You did. Duncan got the majority of the carries and did a good job, but so did the other guys.
Yeah, yeah. Robbie came in and made some good key runs. Robbie is a little better blocker on the perimeter, like when we do our sprint outs, you know, and at this point, you know, and it just kind of came to me, I think it was on a time, we had a timeout, and you know, hey, Robbie will secure that edge, and he certainly did. He came around the edge, secured the edge for Drew, and think about who's on that edge.
Yeah.
In the white uniform.
55, who's going to Kansas.
Yeah. And so we were able to get Drew out on the flank and complete that. And then Robbie had some nice runs. And then Michael Shank came in to start the second half. Had a really nice surge. I think he had 3 or 4 carries.
Mm-hmm.
He's nursing a little bit of a hamstring. So I could see him get up off the pile, kind of limp back to where he's supposed to be. So we got him out of there right away.
But you have 3 different guys.
We do.
And they run 3 different ways.
Yeah, they do.
They give you something, each of them, something different.
Yeah, and I won't go into detail about their strengths right now, but they all 3 have distinct traits and distinct strengths that we can utilize throughout the course of a game, which is, I've never done this before, okay? But it looks like that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Defensively, couldn't be prouder of those guys. Wow. They were terrific. Three times Michigan City had the ball in the red zone, and they came away with zero points.
Yeah.
The only touchdown they got was that long touchdown on the second play of their second drive.
Yes.
Right, which you already talked about.
It only takes one mistake with against a team like that.
You knew your front line was going to be good, but you rotated in a guy last night from the offensive line who looked like he belonged on the defensive line.
Yeah,
he was terrific.
Well, we knew that was going to happen. That was part of it going in. I think initially we thought that with his speed and explosiveness, and he works probably 80% of practice on O, 20% on D. We try to get him a team set every day. The initial thought was, okay, if we get him in a third and long or a passing situation, let's get Cam in, move Mason down to nose, and now we got our three pass rushers in there. And so that kind of turned into, okay, well, he played probably, I don't know, 15 to 20 snaps, maybe 25. But he's put himself in such he's made himself so well-conditioned by coming in every morning. You know, he didn't have to. Last year was, okay, Mondays, you got to come in. But he was there every Tuesday and whatever morning the weight room was open. I think at some point, and I'm kidding here, but at some point it's like, just give the kid a key. You know what I mean? It'd be a lot easier than having to drive out and open the thing for him. But, he and Hunter Dippin, Mason Gaberich had a good game, and then Grady Nelson, all four did an admirable job.
Yeah, when you can replace the two guys you lost with guys like Hunter and Grady, and then now you throw 65 out there, that's a pretty good four-man rotation.
Yeah, it is.
We're going to come back and talk with the guys that you brought with you today. This is Tiger Talk. It's driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
I'm your neighbor. You see me at Optimist. You see me at church. You see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you the win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell, and we can start working together. The initial call's always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today, Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey, Google, look up the law office of Travis McConnell. Office, Warsaw.
Relax, ma'am. Your husband will walk again soon. We do knee replacements all the time.
I don't know. It seems like I should just replace the whole thing. Aren't you single?
Sometimes it's obvious when you should replace just a part. Like if your windows have condensation between the panes, you may not need to replace the whole window. The specialists at Glass Doctor can install new insulated glass in your existing frames for less than you might think. Save money and restore your window's appearance. Visit glassdoctor.com.
Call the Glass Doctor. We'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Sim Financial Advisors has been in the game for over 55 years, quarterbacking financial planning for families and businesses. And we're not just on the sidelines, we're right there with you, strategizing, planning, and helping you score. With offices across Indiana, including right here in Warsaw, Sim is your home team for financial planning and management. Visit sim.com to learn more. Okay, let's huddle up. Go Tigers!
Hi, this is Alan Aldifer. Ready to take control of your financial game? Just like in football, whether you are looking at a game-opening drive or a two-minute drill for a game winner, at Aldifer Bergen & Company Retirement Planning, we know how to make every play count. Let us help your retirement plan become a winning financial plan. Don't fumble your future. Let us become your financial coaches.
Are you ready to crush this school year? With Surf's affordable fiber-fast internet, the whole family can stream, study, and succeed with unlimited data caps, no throttling, and no lagging, for as low as $25 a month with AutoPay. With our all-in pricing and price lock guarantee, there are no hidden fees and no surprises. Get a head start this back-to-school season with Surf Fiber Fast Internet. Visit surfinternet.com today. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com to learn more and for full offer details.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Coach, who do you bring with you today?
I got a couple young men here, both seniors. I've got number 93, Cayman Delph, who is a defensive end. I've got number 57, Tyler Antunes Brito, who is an offensive tackle slash center. Both incredible young men who not only represent our program on the field and in the locker room, but also in the classroom in the community.
Yeah. Cayman, let's talk to you first. Talk about what things did you, after your exit interviews after last season, what things did you know you had to work on between then and now, and how did that go?
Yeah, I just knew that I really had to work on, like, staying low and running to the ball a lot more. And I feel like through all the summer practices that we've had and all that, it's really helped me on staying low and doing a better job on the field.
How much of that is physical and how much of that is just remembering to do it?
A lot more that's remembering to do it and, like, knowing to stay low and all that. And some of that's physical, too. Like, yeah, I know that I got to stay down on the ground, but, yeah.
What's it like to hit somebody really hard?
Amazing.
I know in practice you guys don't get to do that as much anymore, but what's it like to hit a guy really hard?
Something like, I don't know, it's like when... Unexplainable, I would say. It's just
unexplainable?
Like, yeah. Okay. It's like, I can't tell you how it is. You just got to go do it.
Yeah. Talk about the rush. And I don't know that I've ever asked a player this before, so I'll ask you about football. What's it like to run out of the tunnel with the alumni there? The band is out there with you. There are a few students as well. What was that like last night?
I would say it's amazing. But also kind of scary, too, just knowing, like, if you mess up, if you fall down, all eyes are on you, and you got to recover from that if you do fall down.
Yeah.
And if you don't, just go out there, have a fun time, have a blast, and make the most out of it.
Tell us about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
Yeah, my mom is Tracy Delp, and my father is Shane Delp, and I have two sisters. One of them's a freshman at the high school, Keely Reese, and my other one's a kindergartner at Harris Elementary. Her name's Kinsley Burmeister.
Wow. So you've got a little one in your family.
Yeah. And we live in Warsaw.
Good. What are you going to do when you graduate?
I hope to be a mechanical welding engineer.
Really?
Yeah, I want to go down to welding school at Kentucky Welding School.
And really?
Get certified and all that.
Why there?
Because that's a really good welding school, and... my welding teacher, Mr. Pasika and Mr. Howitt, they've said a lot about it, and I've actually toured out there, and I just really like the town out in Flemingsboro, Kentucky. Small little town, and I just really like it. Then I hope to go to Purdue after that.
Nice.
For mechanical engineering.
Excellent. Are those two your favorite teachers?
Yeah. Mr. Howitt and Pasika.
Outside of that, what's been your favorite class that you've taken?
I would say... My sophomore and junior, I took chemistry 1 and chemistry 2, and I really like Mr. Reed, my chemistry teacher, really well. I just connected with him really well, and he helped me out.
Nice.
And I just had a fun time in those.
And who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
The football guys.
The football guys.
I still hang out with all of them.
Defensive line, is this a family thing with you guys?
Yeah.
Nice.
We go over to coach's house sometimes, and we have breakfast over there, and yeah.
Nice. Tyler, talk about your role on this football team. Talk about the things that you've been working on this summer and in the preseason to get ready for Friday nights.
Well, I got introduced to the center this year because last year I broke my hand, and it was a new role. It was really exciting to begin with over the summer because it was something new to work on. I'm small, so I don't get that many opportunities, but as working at center, I saw the opportunities come up to me, and I took those opportunities.
And how did that pay off for you? Obviously, you know, this is a deep offensive line, and you've got a guy in front of you. But how is that working out for you so far this year?
It's working out for me really well. Like you said before, I have someone in front of me, but it was really a competition with me and Ben Boring. It was really hard to fight with him, and he earned it, obviously. And I'm not going to give up about that. I'm going to keep fighting, keep showing them I can go with it, and keep going fast after reps.
The center position is considered the captain of the offensive line, and it is more than just snapping the ball and blocking. Tell us who have never played football, what makes the center position so special, and what things did you have to learn to transition to become a center?
I'll say communicating with the rest of the line was a big key part, because while playing tackle, it wasn't really, I was communicating with everyone. I was listening on what the center was saying and just repeating it. But now since I'm a center, I'm like, hey, we got to do this, we got to do that, we got to communicate, we got to talk, we got to call out the players that we need to see. And it's just a really big part, I see.
If something happened to Ben, would you be ready to go in the next play?
100%.
100%. I love that answer. Talk about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
My mom is Marie Goble. My dad is Jason Goble. I have four brothers. One's in middle school, Dakota Goble. And I have three of them in Claypool. One's sixth grade, Jacob Goble. One's in fifth grade, Spencer Goble. And one's in kindergarten, Wesley Goble.
Nice. What do you want to do when you graduate?
That's really undecided right now, because right now I'm just trying to focus on the moment, and I haven't really got the full details of it just yet.
You've got time still. Don't worry about it. That's good. Who's been your favorite teacher so far?
So far, I'll say Mr. Britton. He's been a coach at Warsaw before, and he coaches rugby, and he's been like a mentor, and he's been teaching me things that I could use in outside of life and in sports.
Who do you hang out with?
I'll say with the O-line and with the halfbacks too. Getting to know everyone, it's a really great part, because I get to know how they handle the ball and who do I need to protect.
Does that help you with the offensive line?
Yes, it does.
Does it how?
It's like having a big family like I do, and with knowing them a lot, I can trust these guys, knowing their blocking assignments and knowing what to do if I don't know what to do.
I think it's been amazing hosting the show now for my 34th year and hosting On Board the Vikings with Tippecanoe Valley Football. The way, Coach, offensive linemen have evolved from being considered the biggest, you know, not smart guys that are just thick-headed and thick-bodied. You have to be smart to be on the offensive line at any level on any football team, don't you?
You really do, and I think it's getting more so that way, particularly in college, and with the way that defenses have evolved and changed to keep up with the offenses. If you don't have intelligent kids up there that will play hard every snap, you're going to get someone seriously injured.
Huge crowd last night on opening night, and a lot of alumni back.
Alumni night. And you know, Amy Nelson and Michael Curtis did an incredible job of organizing this thing, taking it out of the head football coach's hands, which was probably a wise idea on, you know, the leading up to the game of the week or the game week. And really what it was, Roger, it was kind of an idea that started a year ago, and I think we had 25 to 30 last year come back that were Warsaw Tiger football players from different decades. Last night, I believe, and don't quote me on this, I believe we had seven different decades represented.
Is that right?
60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, the teens, and the 20s. That would be six. Okay. So six different decades. And it was so nice to be able to feed these guys. You know, Hogs Are Wild parked their food truck back there. Rock Hill Pinnock, Bubba Army Foundation, you know, sponsored the food and the meal for our alumni. And then Cottage Watchman got the real nice alumni shirt, which, by the way, I've got one coming your way.
Oh, great.
And it was just a really nice evening. And Coach Bumgardner got out there with his DJ machine and played different decades of music. You know, he would jump back and forth from modern to middle to some 60s stuff. So, and the amount of passion and love for Tiger football that was sitting at those tables and really enjoying, reminiscing about the old days. That was really special.
Yeah.
And we expect to, yeah, we expect for this to not only continue but to grow.
Yeah. And next week you jump out of the frying pan and into the fire.
Yeah, we do. We get to go to Warren Central, and you know, that it's going to be a great week of preparation, a great week of practice. Obviously, you know, they are a – I haven't watched one snap of film yet, but that will start here very shortly. I've known Coach Kirchner. He's a Hall of Fame coach. He's won state titles at Ben Davis. He turned Mount Vernon around in Fortville.
Yep.
And then he was a Warren Central grad, and so when that job opened up, you know, he had an opportunity to go home and build that thing. So they have some serious Division I talent. Last night we saw two or three guys that they probably have a roster of six to ten kids that will be playing on Saturdays on TV.
Well, they got two guys in the defensive line that we know are going big boy football.
Yeah, absolutely. And excuse me. I think Fort Wayne Snyder played them last night, and it was 15-0.
Yep.
And that doesn't happen very often to Snyder. So no. That tells you what that outfit's about. So it's a great challenge, awesome challenge. We get to play the game of football. We get to play one of the premier programs in the state of Indiana at their place. It's just going to be a great night.
Yeah, we'll see you next Thursday.
Yes, sir.
At Thursday morning of practice.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you guys for coming in this morning. They got fed by the Warsaw Donut Shop just down the street here from the radio station. When we come back, we will run through the scores and schedules of the other teams at Warsaw on the Tiger Sports Diary. That's next on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. This is the time of year when many of us wave goodbye to our children heading off to college. But did you know there are steps your attorney can take to make sure you're there to help your child, even long distance? Whether you're at that stage or not, at Rock Hill Penick, we can help you prepare for your future with wills, trusts, and other estate planning tools. And if you're a grandparent getting ready to take care of the next generation of your family, it's vital you have advice from good estate planning attorneys. Call Rock Hill Penick at 267-6116 for an appointment to discuss your legal needs. Rock Hill Penick, lawyers you can count on.
One of the most popular questions we get asked at Reinhold's Furniture is, when is your next sale? The answer is right now. The Labor Day Savings event is underway at Reinhold's, and it's a great time to save on furniture for every room in your home. Getting to Reinhold's is easier than ever. In addition to our Warsaw location, we now have opened a second location in downtown Columbia City. We're here to stay, but this sale isn't. Stop into either location before September 7th for the selection and savings you've been waiting for. Reinhold's Furniture in Warsaw and Columbia City. Your friends in the furniture and mattress business.
The cold weather is coming, so now is the time to visit Splendor Boats in Warsaw for all their off-season boating services. Indoor, safe, and clean boat storage, winterization, and shrink wrapping. Splendor can also change the look of your pontoon by replacing that old carpet flooring with new marine-grade vinyl. Redeck over the winter and have it ready to go next spring. Plus, redo your boat's furniture and canvas tops with their canvas and upholstery department. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mike Hall. My family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you. Simple. Human sense.
Emergencies are an unfortunate part of life, but have you ever had an eye emergency? Oh yeah, they happen. This is Dr. Jason Rich at the Spectacle Shop. Maybe your glasses broke and you need an immediate fix. Maybe you left your contact lenses in way too long and you woke up with a painful red eye. Maybe you're seeing flashes of light out of the corner of your eye all of a sudden and you think, hey, I should probably get this looked at. Maybe you thought, nah, I don't need safety glasses while I'm using this saw, and now there's something that's been stuck under your eyelid for the last 2 days. We fix all these emergencies and routine problems too. Visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with volleyball, who opened up their season in deep water against Hamilton Southeastern and McCutcheon at the round robin tournament at HSE. Warsaw took on McCutcheon in the first varsity match and lost to them in four. Madison Branham had 16 assists. She's a freshman, by the way. There's three freshman regulars on the varsity, two of them in the starting lineup for Chandra Hepler. The one of the more veteran kids on the team, Maggie Holland, had 15 kills. CeCe Good had three aces. Ellie Hepler had 15 digs. The girls then took on the host school, Hamilton Southeastern, lost to them in three. In the varsity stat category, Avery Hepner had 10 assists. Maggie Holland, six kills. Ellie Hepler had eight digs. The junior varsity also went to McCutcheon, but they beat McCutcheon in two. Olivia Rooney had three service aces. Aspen Wagner had 12 assists, and Cassie Jackson added five kills. The girls then lost to Hamilton Southeastern in two. Rooney had four digs, and the freshmen competed in that event as well. They defeated McCutcheon in two and lost to Hamilton Southeastern in two sets. Then on Tuesday, the girls had their home opener against Fort Wayne Concordia. They beat them 3-1. The JV won 2-0. The freshmen won 2-0. For the varsity, Madison Branham had 10 kills. CeCe Good had 9. Avery Hepner had 20 assists. Ellie Hepler had 18 digs. And Reagan Edwards had 4 blocks. For the junior varsity in their match, you had Aspen Wagner with 13 assists. JC Stockman, 6 kills. Cassandra Jackson with 3 blocks. And for the freshmen, again, who also won in 2, Emily Haverstock had 5 aces. Kayla Browning, 3 blocks. Addie Weidenbenner had 3 kills. The girls then, the very next night, went back on the road to the north side of Fort Wayne and took on Leo. The varsity beat Leo in 3, with Maggie Holland giving 10 kills. Avery Hepner with 13 assists. Maggie Holland had 13 digs, and Hepner also had 4 aces. The junior varsity beat Leo in 2. Aspen Wagner had 13 assists. Maddie Williamson, 7 kills, and JC Stockman had 7 kills. And the freshmen were winners as well, and that was 25-10, 25-6. And Emily Haverstock had 5 assists in a very balanced attack for the volleyball squad. The girls' cross-country team opened up their season at home last Saturday, hosting their own invitational. It's the first time they've done that. It'll be a regular thing, I guarantee it. That was on Saturday. They finished second to Columbia City with a team score of 41. Columbia City had 38 to win it. Samantha Rastrelli was third overall with a time of 19:59. Eden Metz was fifth at 20:46. Ella LaPute was ninth with a time of 21:16. Bryce Ehrman was 11th with a time of 21:40. And rounding out the scoring effort, Annabelle Parker, who was 13th with a time of 21:54. For the boys in their race, an impressive start to the season. They finished third in their own invitational. Senior Matthias Nabia led the team with a very good performance, ninth overall, with a time of 18:04.58. Senior Micah Zog was 13th, 18:15. Junior Sam Olibal was 20th, 18:54. Owen Mirzo was 29th at 19:22. Jack Boggs, 19:23, was 30th. Alex Hoover was 32nd, 19:30. And Nolan Stump was 34th at 19:32. The girls' soccer team opened up their season with a long road trip on a school night to Chesterton to open up their season this week. They lost 3-0. Warsaw just never really got their offense going. Chesterton scored goals on a penalty kick, a rebound goal, and a free kick. The JV also lost at Chesterton 2-0. The boys' team had a busy week. They started their season last Saturday at Carroll. The varsity came away with a 1-1 tie. Ashton Ault scored the goal for the Tigers, assisted by Sam Lara. The JV beat Carroll 2-0. That's the JV Black team. Goals from Delix Benitez and Diego Rodriguez. And the JV Orange took on Northwood last Saturday and played to a 1-1 draw. Then On Thursday night, the boys took on St. Joe at the Tiger Soccer Complex. Warsaw beat St. Joe 3-0. Meidenberger had two goals. Tanner Reynolds had both assists on those goals, and Callan O'Brien scored the other. This was a very special night and a very emotional night for an opening night because the team took time to remember Josiah Gray. If you've not heard the story of Josiah Gray, I'll give you the very short version of it. Josiah Gray was getting ready for his first day of school when all the other Warsaw kids were going to school a couple of Fridays ago. Getting ready for his first day of school, went to bed, and never woke up. And it was crushing, and he eventually his family had his organs donated, and I don't know how many people he's helped. I've not heard the report on that. But in his honor, they had Superhero Memorial Night because Josiah was big into superheroes. And my wife has worked with this little boy in church when he was 2 and 3 years old. So he loves superheroes. So in his honor walk, they got as many people as they could to wear superhero gear, and they had a Superhero Memorial Night, and it was a huge success. And I thank the boys soccer team for doing that because that was really, really cool, and they came away with a 3-0 victory. Then the boys took on Fort Wayne Southside and beat them 4-0. Meidenberger had two goals and an assist. Tanner Reynolds had a goal. Logan Lennox scored, and Finley Bailey shut out Fort Wayne Southside. The JV Black team beat Southside also 4-0. Diego Rodriguez, Gabe Otero, and Jamie Haynes each scoring goal for the Tigers. The girls' golf team played at Chestnut Hills this week, and they beat Homestead 163-171. Abby Peterson with a 35 on the front nine at Chestnut Hills, including an eagle 3 on the par 5, number 8th hole. Addison Ayler, 42. Claire Royst, 41. Lucy Ray, 46. Sophie Stewart with a 45. The JV went this way. Lillian Henderson with a 52. Mia Jones, 53. Adela Nae Huffner with a 55. Mackenzie Campbell, 61. Eve Fussell with a 64. The boys' tennis team took on Huntington North on Wednesday. Came away a 5-0 winner. Singles winners, Charlie Norton at number 1, Drew Reiser at number 2, Luke Smith at number 3. The doubles teams of Ted Grandin and Henry Norton and Spencer Love and Miles Rager were victorious. Warsaw won 5-4 in the junior varsity competition. Cale Maradu and Christian Lewis and Aiden Etner all won at singles. And the doubles teams of Silas Metz and Will Peterson and Isaiah Stoffel and Dominic Manwaring were victorious as well. The freshman football team opened up their season on Thursday night with a victory at Northridge, 50-20. The Tigers opened the scoring with a touchdown from Colton Beard on a 39-yard run on the pitch. Grady Sauer had 3 touchdown runs, 75, 40, and 2 yards in length. Jameson Parker ran for 2 scores from the fullback position, including one on a 75-yard scamper, and Ethan Sinclair capped off the scoring with a 90-yard toss to complete a 50-20 win for the Tigers. Defensively, Kendrick Stuckey led the defense with several tackles and an interception. Kevin Mankata recovered a fumble, and Rock Lambert had a batted ball on a third down stop. That catches you up on what's happened, what's happening today. The girls' cross-country team is running at the Chesterton High School course. That's at the Larry James Invite at Sunset Hills. That competition is probably just about over at this point. The boys' tennis team is at Bluffton for their invitational this morning. The volleyball teams, JV and varsity, are playing at a Carmel Round Robin tournament. That's going to be a couple of matches for them down there. The JV boys football team is on the road this morning, headed to Michigan City to take on the Wolves. That begins at 11 o'clock. And then the girls soccer team will be hosting Hanover Central at 11 and 12:30, 11 for the JV and the varsity at 12:30, while the girls golf team is hosting an invitational at Stonehenge this afternoon starting at 1:30. On Monday, the boys' tennis team will be at Dwinger at 5 o'clock, and the volleyball team is on the road at Homestead, the JV and the freshmen at 6 o'clock, and the varsity will follow in the big gym. Then on Tuesday, the boys' JV soccer team will host Huntington North at 5 o'clock. The varsity match will follow that. The girls' golf team takes on Plymouth and Northridge at Meadow Valley. That will start at 5:30. And the girls' soccer team is on the road, JV and varsity at Plymouth on Tuesday, starting at 5:30 and 7. Wednesday, lots of home events. You have the girls' golf team hosting Huntington North at Stonehenge at 5. The volleyball teams are all at home taking on Penn. The freshmen will be in the Career Center at 6. The JV in the Tiger Den at 6. And the volleyball varsity team will be in the Tiger Den at 7:15, 7:30, whenever the JV match is over. Then on Thursday, the unified football team will host Homestead at Fisher Field. You have the girls' golf team hosting Northwood at Stonehenge at 5. You have girls' soccer at home against Northwood on Thursday, JV at 5:30, and the varsity at about 7:15 at the Tiger Soccer Complex. And you have the boys' tennis team at Penn on Thursday at 5 o'clock, and the boys' soccer team is at Plymouth on Thursday. You have the JV match starting at 5:30. And the varsity at 7. And as Coach Curtis and I talked about during his segment, the varsity football team will be at Warren Central next Friday for a 7:30 start. That's on the southeast side of Indianapolis. We'll be there to bring it to you starting at 6:30 on News Now Warsaw. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone. No matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
Bobcat of Warsaw is back for another great year of high school football. The young men playing under the lights on Friday night have worked very hard all summer long and are ready for another great season. Just like those players, your Bobcat, X-Mark, and Cub Cadet equipment have gotten you through the heart of the yard work season. Reward your equipment by bringing it to us for a tune-up. Doing so, your machine will be able to finish strong the rest of the season. So with the hard work out of the way, let's fill the grandstands and support the players and coaches as they perform on the gridiron. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Tiger Football.
Booyah!
Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts invites you this fall to the widest variety of custom trailers and golf carts in northern Indiana. Hurry in for season-ending prices with 0% financing on all new EasyGo and Mad Jack's carts through Sheffield Financial, LLC. Plus, get at least $1,000 off all 2024 new Mad Jack's carts. Go in and find out all of the great deals on new and used golf carts. Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts, US 30 East Warsaw, where you are always a winner.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems' all-star team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Connecticut, which provides clean, clear water 24-7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
And now, for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
Thanks to Tyler and Kamen for coming in this morning. Thanks to Coach Curtis for being in here as well. I told you, I love the kids coming in on Saturday mornings, and I hope that you do too. A lot of you have expressed over the years that you enjoy getting to know them a little better. I certainly do too. I don't know as much as you all think I do about these guys. So sometimes, a lot of times, I ask the questions, I don't know the answers. And that makes it really fun because then we just kind of go from there on the fly. So I hope you enjoy that. And we'll be looking forward to having the other seniors come in as the year goes along. Gary Sullivan's coming up at the top of the hour. And then we have the Cubs this afternoon. They play at 4:10. At Miami against the Marlins. So we'll We'll have that for you. And then again tomorrow at 1:40, Cubs and Marlins. And then the Tigers will be on the road next Friday at Warren Central. And again, start listening for our coverage at 6:30. We'll give you news and catch you up on what happened during the business day, which we're going to do again here very, very shortly. Have a great Saturday, everyone. Enjoy this beautiful weather. It looks like it's going to get really hot the next few days.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.